God made a promise to the man Abraham and to his offspring that he would bring blessing to him and to his seed.
Gusti janji ka Abraham sarang turunanna yen baris ngaberkahan.
Some have referred to this as the top line, the blessing of God upon his covenant people.
Aya nu nunjuk ieu teh judulna berkat Gusti ku umat perjanjianna.
But there is also a bottom line to being part or recipient of the blessing of Abraham.
Anging penting janten bagian nu nampi berkah Abraham.
Not only are we blessed as the spiritual seed of Abraham,
kasih berkahan salaku benih rohani Abraham,
but we are blessed in order that we might be a blessing.
Anging urang diberkahan kanggo ngaberkahan.
In fact, that we might bring blessing to all of the families of the earth.
Harusna supados urang tiasa nyandak berkah kanusanes.
This is a clear reference to world evangelization.
Ia referensi nu jelas ka panginjilan dunia.
We who are in covenant with God through faith in Jesus Christ.
Orang nu aya dina perjanjian sareng Gusti ngalangkungan.
We now have both the privilege and the responsibility of bringing that relationship with God to all of the families of the earth.
Ngalangkungan eta gaduh hak istimewa tanggel waler kanggo ngahubungan Gusti sareng kaum di bumi ieu.
Jesus reissued this call to the covenant to his covenant people in the Great Commission.
Yesus nyinggung deui panyawar ieu ka umat perjanjianna dina amanat agung.
King David understood that he was in a line of succession of the blessing of God.
Raja Daud sadar anjeunna hasil berkah Gusti.
In the providence of God, he had been called upon to lead the covenant people of God.
Dina tanggingan Gusti anjeunna disaur kanggo mimpin umat perjanjian.
And so David prayed a prayer that was referencing the covenant that God had made with his father Abraham.
Daud nanada anu nunjuk kana perjanjian anu parantos didamel ku Gusti ka Abraham karuhunna.
That prayer is given for us in the 67th Psalm.
Panada eta aya dina Jabur 67.
Psalm 67 verses 1 and 2.
Jabur 67 ayat 2 sareng 3.
Psalm 67 verses 1 and 2.
Jabur 67 ayat 2 sareng 3.
David prayed, God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us.
Panada Daud, mugia Allah mikasih sareng ngaberkahan urang, nyaangan urang ku cahaya raraina.
In order that your ways might be known upon the earth, your saving health to all the nations.
Supaya jalan Gusti dikenal di bumi sareng keselamatan di antara segala bangsa.
Now, if you have a Christian church background, you probably are familiar with verse 1.
Gereja Kristen kapengker moal asing deui ka ayat 2.
It is often referred to in church services.
Sering dihubungkan sareng pelayanan gereja.
It is often recited in liturgies of the church.
Sering aya dina aturan gereja.
But verse 1 would be self-serving and self-seeking if it is not tied to verse 2.
Upami ayat 3 ulah dihubungkan sareng ayat 2. Ayat 2 janten ayat nu ngalayanan sareng milari dirinya lila.
In verse 1, David says, in essence, I am the seed of Abraham.
Dina ayat 2, saur Daud inti nama, abdi teh bini Abraham.
As the seed of Abraham, the offspring of Abraham, I have a right to the blessings of God.
Salaku bini Abraham, turunana abdi gaduh hak kanggo berkah-berkah ti Gusti.
So God be merciful to me.
Janten Gusti pikasih abdi.
Because I'm the seed of Abraham, bless me.
Kumargi abdi bini Abraham, berkahan abdi.
Cause your face to shine upon me.
Margi rarai Gusti ninaran abdi.
Now, unfortunately, many Christians stop right there.
Lebar pisan seueur urang Kristen liren di dieu.
They know about the blessings of Abraham.
Aranjeunna terang ngeunaan berkah Abraham.
But they do not understand the responsibilities of the seed of Abraham.
Mung henteu tanggal waler salaku bini Abraham.
As the spiritual seed of Abraham.
Salaku bini Abraham.
Through faith in Jesus Christ.
Alanggungan iman ka Yesus Kristus.
We do indeed have a right to the blessings of covenant relationship with God.
Orang leres-leres ngagaduhan hak ka berkah perjanjian sareng Gusti.
We can rightfully personalize this prayer of David.
Ngajantenkeun panada Daud salaku doa pribadi.
Yes, Lord, through faith in Christ, I have a right to receive from your hand.
Kalangkan iman dilepet Yesus abdi gaduh hak kanggo nampi berkah ti panangan Gusti.
Be merciful to me, Lord.
Ikasih abdi Gusti.
Cause your face to shine upon me.
Berserai Gusti nyaangan abdi.
But dear friend, please don't end your prayer there.
Mong sobat kakasih, ulah mong dugi katinya
menenang. For David not only understood the privileges of being in covenant with God,
Anas mongartos hak istimewa di perjanjian di lebet Gusti.
He also understood his responsibility.
Oge ngartos tanggal walerna.
As one in covenant with God.
Talaku jalmi
nu ayat di perjanjian Gusti. He was to bring the blessings of that covenant to all of the families of the earth.
Anjana kedanya andak berkah kasadaya kaum di bumi.
So David prayed, bless me, Lord.
Jantan Daud nanda berkahan
abdi. Let your favor rest upon my life.
Hirup abdi dipikasih.
In order that your salvation might come to all of the nations.
Keselamatan Gusti dugi ka sadaya bangsa.
By blessing me, let your ways be made known upon the earth.
Pujaan abdi berkahan, jalan Gusti dikenal di bumi.
In this final session concerning vision, I want to talk to you about a very important and yet a delicate subject.
Dina akhir sesi ngenaan visi ieu, abdi hoyong nyarios ngenaan pokok penting tur sesah.
I want to talk to you about how to fund the vision that God puts in your heart.
Ngenaan kumaha ngabiayaan visi di mana saderek.
Now the Bible teaches us many things about the character of God.
Alkitab ngajar seueur ngeunaan karakter Gusti.
God is holy.
Gusti teh suci.
God is love.
Gusti teh asih.
One thing I know about the God that I serve.
Hal anu abdi terang ngeunaan Gusti nu dilayana.
He is also my heavenly Father through faith in His Son Jesus Christ.
Rama surgawi ngalangungan iman ka putrana Yesus Kristus.
I know that God doesn't place a vision in front of someone.
Abi terang, Gusti henten nempatkeun hiji visi dina payuneunna.
Simply to dangle the potential of that vision in front of them.
Mong kanggo ngaguncangkeun potensial visi eta di payuneunna.
And yet to prevent them from having the resources whereby that vision can become reality.
Mong dicegah ngagaduhan sumber dina visi eta tiasa janten kanyataan.
If God puts a vision in your heart,
umpami Gusti nyimpen hiji visi di mana saderek,
He also will give you strategy for how to implement the vision.
Pasti masih cara kanggo nerapkan visi eta.
And He will provide the resources for the fulfilling of that vision.
Nyiapkan sumber kanggo nadunan visi eta.
But this requires sensitivity to the Holy Spirit.
Ia perjogi peka ka Roh Suci.
You see, it is not simply enough merely to know what God wants us to do. We also must know how God wants us to do it. And we must know when God wants it done.
Bekeda terang iraha visi eta keda diatoskeun.
You see, when Abraham had the promise from God,
tarek terang watos Abraham gado janji ti Gusti,
I'm going to give you a son.
Mirek mere budak.
He had the vision. He had the right vision.
Jana gado visi, visi nu leres.
He knew in his heart what God wanted.
Wong terang di mana-manana naon nu dipikahoyong ku Gusti.
But he sat on that hope a long time. Nothing happened.
Harapkeun lami nanging teu aya kajantanan naon.
And so Abraham began to think, I need to help God fulfill the vision he has put in my heart.
Janten Abraham ngawitan ngimut, abdi priyogi ngabantos Gusti ngawujudkeun visi nu parantos disimpen di lebet manah abdi.
Be very careful when you begin to think that you need to help God fulfill a vision he puts in your heart.
Waspada umpami sadaya gaduh imutan kanggo ngabantos Gusti ngawujudkeun visi nu disimpen dina manah.
Abraham undertook to fulfill God's vision, but to do it his own way.
Abraham setuju karena visi Gusti mungku carana.
He knew what God wanted done. He had the vision.
Anjena terang naon udibidamel ku Gusti.
The right vision.
Visi nuleres.
But he undertook a wrong strategy.
Mung carana nulepat.
And wrong timing.
Terang waktosna.
If we're to receive God's favor on the vision that he puts in our heart,
kami hoyong Gusti salu sareng visi,
we must have God's vision.
Visi urang kedah Allah.
But equally important, we must have God's strategy.
Ge penting carana cara Allah.
And God's timing.
Waktosna Allah.
This requires sensitivity to the Holy Spirit.
Kedah peka ka Roh Suci.
I want to just open my heart and be honest with you.
Abdi mung hoyong mukakeun manah jujur ka sadere.
In my own life,
dilebet hirup abdi,
it is far easier for me to know what God wants me to do.
Langkung gampil Gusti mikahoyong naon ka abdi.
Than it is for me to know how he wants it done and when he wants it done.
Ibarat terang naon nu dibekahoyong di damelan sareng
wiraha waktu. All three elements are vital.
Tilu hal ieu penting.
Now, in this session I want to talk to you about how to get God's strategy for the vision.
Dina sesi ieu kumaha kenging cara Gusti kanggo visi eta.
Particularly as it relates to the funding, the financial funding of the vision.
Upamina masalah biaya, biaya visi eta artos.
I do not address you today as a Western Christian.
Tanes orang Kristen di dunia barat.
I address you today as a world Christian.
Tadarek orang Kristen umumna.
As your brother in Jesus Christ.
Tadarek dilebet Yesus.
And the financial principles that I share with you are not principles that work only in the Western world.
Prinsip atas ieu sanes mung hasil di dunia barat.
They are biblical principles.
Eta prinsip Alkitab.
And since they are biblical, they supersede or transcend any particular culture.
Marki Alkitab ya, prinsip eta ngalangkungan ti budaya.
They will work in any culture where they are undertaken by faith.
Ngajalan kenana dilebet iman pasti hasil.
You remember the writer of the book of Hebrews said in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
Ibrani pasal 11 ayat genep nyarios.
Without faith it is impossible to please God.
Tanpa iman henteu mungkin jalmi ka manah ku Gusti.
Not improbable. Impossible to please God without faith.
Tidak mungkin, mustahil, menyenangkan Gusti tanpa iman.
So I want to share 10 biblical principles of finance with you.
Abdi hayong ngabagikeun 10 prinsip Alkitabiah ngenaan arto saderek.
God does indeed want to bless you.
Gusti hayong ngaberkahan saderek.
But this blessing is for the purpose of the funding of the vision that he puts in your heart.
Berkah ia kanggo tujuan ngabiayan visi nu aya dina mana saderek.
He does not bless us so that we can be cloistered and insensitive to human need.
Perang diberkahan sanes kanggo masian diri sareng henteu peka kana kapriyogian manusia.
But rather God blesses us so that we can be a conduit of blessing to those who are in need.
Awangsulna, Gusti ngaberkahan urang kanggo janten saluran berkah kanusanes.
And so that through God's blessing, the purposes of God may be fulfilled.
Ngalangungan berkah ka Gusti, maksud Gusti tiasa ditedunan.
I suggest to you these 10 principles of biblical finance.
Abdi masihan pitunjuk ngenaan 10 prinsip Alkitabiah ngenaan artos.
Number 1, before you give, forgive.
Nomor 1, satajan masihan priyogi ngahapunten heula.
In Christ's Sermon on the Mount, this is what he taught.
Dina kotat di bukit, ieu di ulang.
Jesus said, if you bring your gift to the altar.
Ewan Yesus, mun anjeun masihan masihana di luhur mesbah.
And you remember that your brother has something against you.
Upami mana sadarek emut kanusanes.
Leave your gift at the altar.
Antunkeun persembahan eta.
Go and first be reconciled to your brother.
Radame sareng anjeunna.
And then present your gift to the Lord.
Ras uih pastikeun pamasihan eta.
Jesus was teaching us that the higher priority is relational.
Alkitab ngajar taat langkung penting tibatan masihan.
The Bible teaches that obedience is better than sacrifice.
Prioritas nu utami teh hubungan.
Before we sow financially to the Lord.
Tatacan urang tebar artos ka Gusti.
We are to do everything within our power to be sure that we are at peace with our brothers and sisters.
Kita ngalakukeun sagalana ku saestuna yakin akur sareng saderek-saderek.
You remember in the first session I talked about the four killers in ministry.
Ingimut dina sesi ngawitan Abi Nyarios ngeunaan nu maehan dina pelayanan.
The abuse of money, the abuse of sex, the abuse of power.
Nyalahgunakeun artos, ngahina seks, nyalahgunakeun kakawasan.
But then there's the silent killer of unforgiveness.
Rasaya nu maehan susulumputan nyaeta alim ngahapunten.
And this silent killer chokes out the life flow of the Spirit of God.
Manehna nyekek hirup nu di aliran Roh Gusti.
That's why the Apostle Paul said
eta margina Rasul Paulus nyarios
in Acts chapter 24 verse 16.
Dina carios padaman Rasul-Rasul pasal 24 ayat 16.
I strive to have a conscience that is void of offense toward God and toward people.
Eta margina abdi usaha hirup ku hate nurani nu murni di payuneun Allah sareng manusia.
One of the great secrets of long-term effective ministry is to keep a clear, clean spirit.
Hiji rahasia nu ageung tina pelayanan nu efektif nyaeta ngajagi roh nu murni sareng suci.
Where the Holy Spirit can speak to you and show you areas in your life where you need to come clean with the Lord.
Roh suci tiasa nyarios kata sadarek nunjuk lahan ti kahirupan nu kedah disucikeun.
And then that you keep short accounts with God.
Katerasna sadarek ngabereskeun sareng Gusti.
We have the wonderful promise of the Lord to us.
Urang gaduh janji nu matak heran.
In 1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
Dina hiji Yohanes pasal 1 ayat 8.
1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
Hiji Yohanes pasal 1 ayat 8.
If we confess our sins,
upami urang ngangkeun dosa,
God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
Anjeunna teh satia sareng adil dugi ka ngahapunten
sagala dosa. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Ngabersihan urang tina sagala kajahatan.
So before you offer a financial gift to the Lord,
Bacaan masian persembahan ka Gusti dina rupi artos.
First be reconciled with all your brothers and sisters.
Nukahiji akur sareng saderek-saderek urang.
Before you give, forgive.
Catatan masian, hapunten heula.
A second principle, begin today to sow in faith, expecting a harvest.
Nukadua, tebar ku iman, ngaharupkeun panen.
Jesus taught in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 38.
Diulang Yesus dina Injil Lukas, pasal 6, ayat 38.
Give and it will be given to you.
Bere, mane baris dibere.
Do you see the sequence? We must first give and then it is given to us.
Tingali susunanana, urang kedah masian.
There are some in developing nations who may think, I must receive first, and then I will give.
Beberapa orang di negara maju ngemut, nampi hela, nampi masihan.
That would violate God's divine order.
Eta ngaresak aturan ilahi.
God teaches, no matter what your circumstance,
Gusti ngawulang, ente periyogi kayaan sederek.
No matter where you live,
di mana linggi,
no matter what your economic condition,
tepaduli kana kayaan ekonomi,
give first.
Langkung dipayun masihan.
Give and then it will be given back to you.
Masihan eta baris dipastikeun ka saderek.
And God keeps very accurate records.
Gusti nyimpen catatan nu lengkep.
Paul said in Galatians chapter 6 verse 9.
Saur Paulus dina Galata 6 ayat 8.
Galatians chapter 6 verse 9.
Galata pasal 6 ayat
8. Don't kid yourself. Don't be deceived about this.
Ulah sasap.
God will not be mocked.
Allah ngantep dirina dihoreikeun.
Whatever a man sows, that is what he's going to reap.
Anggaran anu ditebar, jalma eta anu baris dipanen.
Now the principle holds true for all of life.
Prinsip ieu lumaku kanggo sadaya segi kahirupan.
For instance, in the book of Romans, Paul said, if we sow to the flesh, of the flesh we will reap corruption.
Dina surat Roma, saur Paulus, sabab aranjeunna nu hirup nurutkeun daging, ngimutkeun tina daging.
If we sow to the Spirit, of the Spirit we will reap life everlasting.
Anu hirup nurutkeun roh, ngimutkeun hal-hal ti roh.
But Paul's specific reference in the book of Galatians was a financial reference.
Catatan khusus di Paulus dina surat Galata ngenaan artos.
He was talking about money.
Ngenaan artos.
Don't be deceived.
Ulah sasap.
God keeps accurate records.
Allah nyimpen catatan khusus.
Whatever you sow,
sampai nuli tebar ku mane,
you're going to reap.
Dipanen.
So begin today to sow in faith.
Terangawitan dinten ieu tebar dina iman.
A third principle is to bring all the tithe into the storehouse.
Prinsip katilu nyandak persembahan perpuluhan ka bendahara.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
Malaki pasal 3 ayat 10.
Bring all the tithe into the storehouse.
Bawa persembahan perpuluhan eta ka bendahara.
Prove me in this, says the Lord. Test me.
Uji kami, pangeran Gusti, nyiptakan alam.
See if I won't open up the windows of heaven for you.
Kami hendak mukakan langit.
And pour out a blessing for you.
Mukakan berkah ke aranjen.
So abundant you won't even be able to contain it.
Kaluyulayah.
Now I want to speak to every pastor who is watching this tape right now.
Ayeuna abdi hoyong nyarios ka para pamimpin nu nyaksikeun kaset ieu.
Pastor, you challenge your own people to tithe.
Pangangon, saderek ngajak jalmi kanggo perpuluhan.
Do you tithe?
Nah, saderek nyalira masihan.
Are you bringing your personal tithe into the storehouse?
Nah, perpuluhan eta ka Gusti.
And then I challenge you as a church family. Is your church family tithing?
Jamaah saderek masihan perpuluhan?
Does your church tithe its income for the advance of the gospel?
Pasian sapersepuluhna kanggo juru Injil.
Taking a tenth of the church's income and committing that to new works and new projects to advance the gospel.
Tandak sapersepuluh dina artos nu lebet pasikeun ka padamel enggal sareng proyek enggal kanggo ngembarkeun Injil.
A fourth principle.
Prinsip kaopat.
Develop an attitude of gratitude.
Kembangkan sikap muji syukur.
Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7.
Paulus nina serat 2 Korintus pasal 8 ayat 7.
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7.
2 Korintus pasal 8 ayat 7.
God loves a hilarious giver.
Allah mikasih jalma numasian ku suka gumbira.
That's what the word means in the original language.
Eta hartosna nu leres dina bahasa aslina.
A cheerful giver is a hilarious giver.
Taurang numasian nu gumbira nyaeta numasian sukarela.
Develop an attitude that says thank you, Lord.
Kembangkan sikap nu nyarios hatur nuhun Gusti.
Thank you for the privilege of participating in the global advance of the gospel.
Hatur nuhun karena hak istimewa nyaeta ilubiung tina nyebarkeun Injil.
I'm happy about this, Lord.
Abdi gembira karena hal ieu, Gusti.
I'm glad about what this investment is going to do.
Ya, karena naon nu baris dilakukeun karena investasi ieu.
I'm happy about the souls that are going to be saved.
Karena jiwa-jiwa nu bari diselamatkeun.
The churches that are going to be planted.
Gereja dirintis.
The poor who are going to be helped.
Miskin ditulungan.
By the gift that I put in your hands.
Kalangkungan nu dipasikeun ka Gusti.
I'm grateful for that, Lord.
Disyukur kanggo eta.
Develop this attitude of gratitude to God.
Kembangkan sikap syukur ka Gusti.
Paul said, "Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift."
Saur Paulus, syukur ka Allah kumargi kurnia nu teu tiasa dicarioskeun.
God's gift of His Son, the Lord Jesus.
Kurnia Allah putrana.
And then next, seize opportunities that God gives to you.
Enggal, ganda kesempatan nu dipasikeun.
After you have prayed.
Parantosna.
After you have sought wise and godly counsel,
ilarian papata nu micaksana sareng saleh.
Then don't be afraid to risk for God.
Ulasieun naruhkeun kanggo Gusti.
I'll say more about that in just a moment.
Abdi bade nyarios ngeunaan eta.
And then number 6, listen for the Spirit's promptings as you give.
Das nomor 6, dangukeun roh hahariwas waktos masihan.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 10 verse 8.
Matius pasal 10 ayat 8.
Freely you have received, freely give.
Maraneh geus narima cuma-cuma, bikeun oge cuma-cuma.
The Holy Spirit will begin to show you ways that you can give.
Roh Suci baris nunjukkeun jalan-jalan saha nu kedah dipasihan.
Not only financially.
Sanes mong artos.
But ways that you can sow out of your life to others.
Jalan-jalan di mana sadek tiasa nebarkeun hirup kanggo nusanes.
I teach my brothers and sisters all over the world this little saying.
Abdi ngawulang saderek sadayana nu aya di sakulia dunya.
And if you're watching this, I want you to say it out loud as I say it.
Upami saderek ningali ieu, turutan abdi.
I will find a way.
Abdi baris mendakan jalan.
Every day.
Tiap dinten.
To give something to God.
Kanggo masihan ka Allah.
And something to people.
Oge kanusanes.
I will find a way.
Abdi baris mendakan jalan.
Every day.
Tiap dinten.
To give something to God.
Masihan kanggo Gusti.
And something to people.
Kang jalmi sanes.
So listen for the Spirit's promptings to give.
Bukan hari wasti roh suci.
And then next, give alms to the poor, especially in secret.
Teras pasikeun kanu miskin ririkipan.
The Bible teaches in the book of Proverbs chapter 28 verse 27.
Kitab Malikan di Nasiloka pasal 28 ayat 27.
He who gives to the poor will not lack.
Sahanu mereka nu miskin moal kakirangan.
One translation says, "He who gives to the poor will never lack anything."
Salah satu terjemahan nyarios, sahanu masihan kana miskin moal kakirangan nanu.
Now let me ask you something.
Tapi tu maris kasarerek.
Is that the word of God?
Nah, eta pangandika Gusti.
Did God say that?
Gusti nyarios eta.
Well then hear it again.
Pamileres dangukeun sakali deui.
He who gives to the poor will never lack anything.
Sahanu masihan kana miskin moal kakirangan.
What a tremendous promise from God.
Iji janji ti Gusti nu luar biasa.
You remember in the book of Acts chapter 10.
Dengemu cias pada malam Rasul pasal 10.
There was a man seeking after God by the name of Cornelius.
Ya saurang nu milarian Gusti nya eta Cornelius.
As he sought favor with God, he would pray.
Samentawis milarian Gusti anjana neneda.
But he would also give to the poor.
Ras masian ka jalma miskin.
Remember at this point he had not heard the gospel?
Tingimut anjana taacan ngadangu Injil.
But he was searching for a relationship with God.
Memilayan hubungan sareng Gusti.
Then there came a wonderful time.
Ya waktu sumatak heran.
When the Lord said, Cornelius, your prayers and your gifts to the poor have come up before me.
Gusti ngadawu, Cornelius, panedah maneh parantos didangu Allah. Oke si degana tos si imut.
God was keeping a record even of an unregenerate man as he gave to the poor.
Gusti parantos nyimpen catatan oke ka anumasian ka urang miskin satacan anjena tobat.
And he provided a way, a miraculous way for the gospel to get to him.
Anjeuna nyiapkeun jalan-jalan nu ajaib supados Injil dugi.
And then next develop a plan to pay off all your debts.
Ras, kembangkeun rencana saderek kanggo mayar hutang.
Romans chapter 13 verse 8.
Roma pasal 13 ayat 8.
One translation says, "Let there be no debt that remains outstanding."
Iji terjemahan nyarios, ulah boga hutang nanaon ka sahabai.
Develop a plan for the payment of your debt.
Kedah gaduh rencana kanggo mayar hutang.
And then finally share the vision that God gives you with clarity and with enthusiasm.
Akhirna bagikan visi nu dipastikeun Gusti sing jelas tur sumanget.
In the last session I mentioned Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2.
Di sesi satatana abdi nyebat Habakuk pasal 2 ayat 2.
As you plainly share the vision.
Mentawis ngabagi kenana secara sederhana.
Those who read the vision will begin to run with the vision.
Anu parantos ngaos visi eta ngawitan lumpat ka visi eta.
And they will help provide the necessary funding for the vision that God puts in your heart.
Pasti aya biaya kanggo visi eta.
Church growth specialist Bob Beal made this statement.
Toko pertumbuhan gereja Bob Beal menyatakan,
leadership is knowing what to do next.
Kepemimpinan terang naon nu engke kedah dilakukan.
Knowing why that is important.
Terang eta penting.
And knowing how to bring appropriate resources to bear on the needed hand.
Terang sumber nu cocok kanggo manggul kaperyogian nu ngadesek.
When God puts a vision in your heart,
waktos Gusti nyimpen visi di mana saderek,
He will also begin to give you ideas on how to appropriate the necessary finances for the fulfilling of that vision.
Baris masian ide kumaha nyocokkeun artos kanggo nedunan visi.
These will be ideas that are not manipulative.
Ye ide sanes tipuan.
They do not pressure other people.
Temaksa nusanes.
But they allow them an opportunity to walk with you in the vision that God has given.
Asian kasempatan kanggo mapas sareng saderek dina visi nu parantos dipastikeun ku Gusti.
A leader with a vision appreciates the true value of money.
Pangmimpin nu gaduh visi ngahargaan artos.
Reverend Costa Dare has said,
Dr. Pendeta Kos Andair,
the leader who does not fully realize the value of money squanders it unwisely and suffers greatly.
Pemimpin anu henteu sadar kana nilai artos hambur henteu bijaksana bari sangsara.
For his foolish actions, like heavy wet blankets, will bury him in debt and suffocate him.
Kanggo tindakan anu bodo saperta jalmi nu ngaresa kasenangan usanes baris ngubur sareng nguras tina hutang.
There is a Bible story that is very appropriate at this point.
Aya carita Alkitab nu cocok sareng ieu.
It's a story of one who was desperate, desperately in debt.
Orang nu putus harapan dina hutang.
Almost suffocated by her financial limitations and need.
Tersampir ludes ku arto sareng kapriyogian.
It is the story of a desperate widow.
Carita randa nu putus asa.
I am speaking to those who are in a similar financial situation right now.
Tapi nyarios kanu aya dina situasi sami.
This story is told in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4.
Ya dina Raja-Raja 2 pasal 4.
2 Kings chapter 4 verses 1 through 7.
2 Raja-Raja pasal 4 ayat 1 dugi ka 7.
A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord."
Salah seorang bojo nyarios ka Elisa bari ngagero, "Badega, caroge abdi parantos ngantunkeun, bapa oge terang yen anjeunna teh ajrih ka Gusti."
And Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?"
Walor Elisa, naonu tiasa ku abdi di bidamel. Pasian terang naonu bae nu aya di.
And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil."
Taur istri eta, abdi henteu gadona naon, mung Elisa dina buli-buli.
Then he said, "Go and borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels, do not gather just a few. And when you've come in, you'll shut the door behind you and your sons, and then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones."
Alor Elisa, angkat sareng nambot bejana ti tetangga-tetangga, nu kosong ulah saatik teuing, taras ka bumi, tutupan tonas anggeus anjeun jeung barudak arasuk. Bahaikeun minyak kana bejana eta anu pinuh diangkat.
So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons who brought the vessels to her and she poured it out.
Istri eta ngalakukeun sadaya parentah Elisa baris teras ngeusian.
Now it came to pass when the vessels were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel."
Bejana teh parantos parinuh, taketkeun hiji bejana deui saur eta istri. Walerna para aler putrana parantos teh aya anu kosong.
So the oil ceased flowing. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest."
Minyak teh liren nyalira, eta istri angkat mendakan Elisa sarang masian terang. Saur eta istri, "Angkat jual minyak eta, bayar hutangna, hirup tinu leuwihna maneh jeung budak."
There are several important principles in this story concerning how to fund the vision that God puts in your heart.
Aya sababaraha prinsip nu penting tina cerita ieu kumaha ngabiayaan visi nu aya dina mana.
For I know that often when a Western person begins to talk about great vision and great plans to those who are in developing nations, it can be very frustrating.
Patos urang berat nyarios visina nu ageng sareng rencana nu luar biasa ka urang di negara berkembang tiasa ngabingungkeun urang.
You may say, "Dr. Shibley, you have no idea the tremendous pressure there is in my nation."
Pangitan sar sederek Dr. Sibley, sederek mendengar tos tekanan luar biasa di negara abdi.
We live within limits every day of our lives.
Abdi sadaya hirup di nakayan terbatas.
We're in a time perhaps of famine.
Ujung alaman bencana kelaparan.
The economy is in reverse.
Ekonomi nu rusak.
And we don't seem to have any way out.
Abdi henteu gaduh jalan kaluar.
How can we break through into a great vision and do something great for God?
Kumaha tiasa lebet kana eta visi nu luar biasa ngalakukeun hal nu luar biasa.
When our resources are so limited.
Ku sumber nu terbatas.
That's a good question.
Eta patarosan usai.
My heart does indeed go out to you.
Mana abdi paham kasaderek.
But dear friend, I have an answer for you.
Sebat abdi gaduh hiji waleran kanggo saderek.
God does not put vision in your heart to tease you and mock you with that vision.
Gusti henteu nyimpen visi kanggo ngahareukeun sareng.
If he has to unleash miracles to supply for the vision, he will do it.
Wami kadang ayakan mujizat kanggo visi eta pasti ngalakukeunana.
This very curriculum, this international video curriculum, is a miracle from God.
Kurikulum ieu video kurikulum internasional ieu mujizat ti Gusti.
It was provided for by God's miraculous intervention.
Kayogi ku intervensi Allah nu ajaib.
But God did use people to bring about the miracle.
Gusti nganggo jalmi-jalmi kanggo ngayakeun mujizat.
He'll use people in your behalf as well to bring the miracle about.
Nganggo jalmi-jalmi kanggo saderek oge kanggo ngayakeun mujizat.
I want you to notice 7 very important principles from this story.
Rataskeun 7 prinsip dina carios ieu.
Principle number 1. Do not be terrified by your circumstances.
Ulah khawatir ku kaayaan saderek.
The first thing Elisha did for this woman was to comfort her and encourage her.
Pengawitan dilakukan Elisa kanggo istri eta nyaeta ngahibur sareng ngahutangkeun sumangetna.
Don't be afraid, he said.
Karo Elisa, ulah sieun.
You see, the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7.
Tinggali dawuhan Alkitab dina 2 Timotius
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7.
2 Timotius 1 ayat 7.
God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Tetap Allah masihan ka urang sanes roh nu borangan.
But of love, power and soundness of mind.
Tapi roh nu ngahudangkeun wawanen kanyaah tur ngandalian diri.
The devil would try to breed fear into your heart because of lack.
Iblis baris usang ngayakeun kasieun dina mana sareku marki kakeun.
You may say I can't even provide for my own family's needs.
Sarek tiasa nyeros abdi teu tiasa nyumpolan ka paryoga nyalira.
How can I fund a vision of ministry I can't even provide for my family?
Maha abdi tiasa ngabiayaan hiji visi pelayanan abdi geun teu tiasa nyumpolan.
And fear begins to grip your heart.
Kasieun ngawitan aya dina mana sareku.
The word of the Lord comes to you today.
Panganika Gusti dipasikeun ka sarek dinten.
Fear not.
Ulasian.
Do not be afraid because of your circumstances.
Ulasian ku kakurangan sederek.
God is going to provide a way out.
Gusti baris masian jalan keluar.
He trusted you to be the carrier of this vision.
Sederek dipercantan nyandak eta visi.
And he gave you the vision because he wants to use you to be the one through whom the vision is fulfilled.
Anjana masikeun visi ka saderek kumarke anjana hoyong nganggo saderek janten salasa hiji.
That means that he's going to launch you into provision that you never knew before the vision came.
Anjana beres nyandak saderek kamiarana nu teu acan kanto saderek terang sarta acan visi eta aya.
You may go through difficult times.
Panginten ngalangkungan waktos nu sesah.
But believe the word of the Lord.
Nangising percantan pangandika Gusti.
And don't be afraid because of your circumstances.
Ulasian ku kaayaan saderek.
The second principle, be specific with God.
Prinsip kedua, carioskeun ka Gusti sing jentre.
The prophet asked the woman, "What do you want me to do for you?"
Tapi Elisa naros kaet istri eta, "Naon nu tiasa ku abdi?"
He was forcing her to be specific.
Anjana ngadesak eta randa nyeros nu langkung jentre.
The Lord asks you today.
Gusti tumaras dinten ieu ka saderek.
What exactly is your need?
Naonu janten ka peryogian sadere?
Tell me what you need from my hand.
Taurkeun naonu ku anjeun dibutuhkeun ti abdi.
We are to be specific with the Lord.
Urang-urang nyaeta cintre ka Gusti.
Matthew chapter 16 verse 19.
Matius 16 ayat 18.
Jesus said, taught whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
Yesus ngawulang, naonu dibengket di dunya baris dibengket di sawarga.
Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
Naonu dilepaskeun di dunya baris dilepaskeun di sawarga.
I heard the story of an unmarried woman.
Abdi ngadangu carita saurang wanuja.
She had asked the Lord for a husband.
Nuhunkeun pi carogeun.
And finally she determined that she would take a dramatic step of faith.
Akhirnya jana mutuskeun ngalakukeun iman anu dramatis.
She went to the store and she bought a pair of men's trousers and pants.
Anjeun angkat ka toko meser sapasang lansingan pameget.
And she placed them at the foot of her bed.
Disimpen dina suku dipan.
And she said, "Lord, I am trusting you to fill these pants."
Taurna, Gusti abdi percanten Gusti ngisian lansingan ieu.
Let me encourage you to be very specific with the Lord.
Ijinan abdi kangku ngadorong sare kadu sikap lu jentre
kadu. Elisha asked the woman, "What do you want me to do for you?"
Elias naros karanda eta naon nu tiasa ku abdi dipidamel.
Often we as Christians aim at nothing and we hit the bullseye of nothing.
Hayang urang salaku urang Kristen lepat sasaran.
God is not intimidated by the specificity of your prayers.
Gustin tetiasa ditekan ku hal-hal nu cendre tina panada urang.
Number 3, take an accurate inventory of your assets.
Katilu, candak nu disadiakeun secara lengkap ti aset sadere.
Take an accurate inventory of your assets.
Candak persediaan nu lengkap milik
sadere. Elisha asked the woman, "What do you have in the house?"
Elisa naros karanda eta pasihan terang aya naon?
She said, "Well, I don't have anything."
Alerna, saya
she said, "Well, on second thought, I have something."
Ras nempas, diemut-emut, abdi kadung.
But it's not very much.
Nanging henteu seur.
I just have a little bit of oil.
Wong sagede klisah.
That's all.
Wong eta.
It's the only asset that I have.
Eta harta nu abdi kadung.
But that's all she needed.
Nanging mong eta nu diperyogikeun.
There's an old chorus that says, "Little is much when God is in it."
Aya ungkapan nu sagede ngandung hartos seur waktos Gusti aya di lebetna.
God calls on you. What do you have in the house?
Gusti nyaur saderek pasihan terang naon bae anu aya di
sini. What do you have that hasn't been turned over and generated into something that can be created for the glory of God?
Naon nu digaduhan nu teu acan dipasrahkeun sareng dihasilkeun janten nu tiasa diciptakeun kanggo kamulyaan Gusti.
What do you have in your house, so to speak, in your life?
Naon nu aya di bumi saderek? Dina hirup saderek?
There may be a book in you that you have not yet written. What do you have inside? What's in the house?
Aya buku nu tacan diserat naon nu aya dina diri saderek? Oge nu aya di bumi.
There may be a glorious song of praise that the entire body of Christ ought to be singing. It's in your house, but you haven't let it out.
Pangitan ya ka aya pujian nu ageung di mana saraya salira Kristus kedah nganyanyikeun pujian eta aya di bumi saderek mung teu acan dikaluarkeun.
There may be a secret idea that you've kept all to yourself. It's inside your house.
Panginten hiji gagasan rahasia nu disimpen kanggo diri nyalira eta aya di bumi
kana. But you've never taken the risk of taking it out and beginning to pour out what you have.
Angin saderek kenten nyandak resiko kanggo ngaluarkeun ngawitan naon di kadu.
The Lord calls upon you today to make an inventory of what you have in your house.
Gusti nyaur saderek dinten ieu kanggo ngadamel inventaris ti naon nu aya di bumi saderek.
Take an inventory of your assets.
Tandak inventaris nu ku saderek gaduh.
And then number 4, become enterprising with the little that you have.
Kaopat, ngawitan ngalengkah kunu alit anu aya di saderek.
The prophet said, "With that jar of oil, you now begin to go and get every jar that you can possibly find."
Taur nabi Elisa, kubuli-buli Elisa eta ayeuna angkat candak sadaya bejana nu tiasa kapendak.
My grandfather was an immigrant to the United States.
Pon aki saurang imigran ka Amerika Serikat.
when he came to this particular country, he had no assets at all, no money at all.
Waktu dongkap ente ngagaduhan nanaon, tegado artos pisan.
But through the help of relatives, he finally got to the central part of the United States where they were digging for oil in Oklahoma.
Kalangan pitulung ti kulawarga akhirna kenging bagian penting di Amerika Serikat di mana anjeunna ngagali lisah di Oklahoma.
He spoke very little English.
Anjeunna teu acan lancar basa Inggris.
But he landed a job working in the oil fields.
Menggerak di lapang lisah.
Finally, he got enough money to get a horse and a small buggy.
Akhirnya gado artos kanggo meser kuda hiji sareng kareta alit.
One hot afternoon after having worked all day.
Jadi santen nu panas saparantos didamel sadirinten.
He was going back to his dwelling from the oil fields.
Uih ka bumi.
And the hoof of his horse stepped in soft soil.
Kuda nincak tanah nu lemes.
And water began to gush up around the hoof of the horse.
Dai muncrat di sakurling suku kuda.
My grandfather realized that his horse had discovered an artesian well of water.
Panaki nembe sadar kuda teh nemukeun cinyusu.
Like the woman in this Bible story, my grandfather ran to all of his friends gathering all the jars he could gather.
Seperti seranda tina Alkitab, anjena lompat ke sobat-sobatnya ngumpulkan bejana nutiasa ke pendak.
And he filled these jars with water and went back to the oil fields and sold that cool, cold water to those workers in the fields.
Isian ku cai uih deui ka ladang minyak ngical cai eta ka padamelna.
It was a little opportunity.
Eta kasempatan nu
but it yielded big results.
Mengnyandak hasil
God wants you to be enterprising with what you have.
Gusti hoyong sadrek ngawitan kunu aya.
Dear friend, begin to look where you walk.
Sobat, ngawitan ningali ka mana sadrek.
Your horse may be about to step into an artesian well.
Kuda sadrek panginten bade nincak ti nyusu.
Be watching for the surprise that God is about to give you.
Tatan-tatan kanggo nampi kejutan ti Gusti kanggo
sadere. And then, the fifth principle is to begin to pour out of what you have.
Kalima kawitan namplok kenau nu dibikaduh.
The woman didn't have much. But as long as she used the little that she had, the miracle kept flowing.
Selami ngagunakan lisa nu sagedik mujizat tetep ngalir.
The miracle did not begin until she began to pour.
Begin
today to pour out of that little that you have. And my friend, that is when the miracle will begin for you. And then number six, trust God for a miracle. The little that she had in her house, she didn't realize that there was a miracle in her house.
Minyak nung sakedik di bumina, tersadar bumina ayam mujizat.
Pour out from that which God gives to you.
Tamblokan naon nung Gusti dipipasihkan.
Trust God for a miracle.
Sing percantan ka mujizat Gusti.
And finally, number seven, realize that there is a miracle in your house.
Nomor 7, sing sadar ayam mujizat di bumi sadere.
God has already given you the resources you need for the fulfilling of the vision that He's put in your heart.
Gusti parantos masihan sumber nu diperyogikeun kanggo visi eta.
But He asks you two questions.
Aya dua patarosan
dan sadere. And with these questions, we bring this series on vision to a close.
Patarosan ieu sesi visi ieu.
What do you want the Lord to do for you?
Naon hoyong dibidamel Gusti ka sadere.
What do you have in your house?
Kadon naon di bumi sadere.
Begin to pour it out in faith.
Ngawitan namploken dina iman.
There's a miracle in your house.
Aya mujizat di bumi saderek.